The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Revelation, right at the beginning in chapter 1. Yes, we're going to begin jumping into the book of Revelation. Now, I hope you'll join us today. Find you a Bible. It's the last book of the Bible. It should not be hard to find. And join us today as we consider His Word. I want to encourage you to go and look at our website at considerhisword.org. There are many things you'll find there. One of the things are all of the messages in this series. You can go back and hear the introduction to Bible prophecy, about Christ in Bible prophecy. All of those messages are there at the website, considerhisword.org. While you're there, we'd love for you to click on the link that says Contact Us. We'd love to hear where you're hearing the broadcast today. And if you'll send us an address, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little pocket notebook, slips easily into a shirt pocket or into a purse, to a Bible case. You can take it with you and write down prayer requests. You know, one of the things I like to do is when people says, pray for me, I can pull it out right then and write it down so that I remember. And so we'd be happy to send you one of these. And listen, I'm not going to fill your email full of emails asking for money. I'm not going to send you a ton of letters asking for money. I'm just going to send you the prayer journal, and that's it. And so you can do it through the website at the link that says Contact Us. You can also contact me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, you can just simply also write to us directly at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. You know, it seems like almost everywhere I go and begin to teach a Bible study, at some point somebody will say, teach us the book of Revelation. And they're so excited to get into the book of Revelation. And I have done a number of very detailed studies of the book of Revelation. Now, this is not going to be that. In fact, we're going to do just kind of a flyover over the next few weeks through the book of Revelation, just kind of hit some of the major points and some of the main events and main characters that occur in the book of Revelation. And we hope you'll join us throughout all of this series. Today, we're going to begin with what I call the opening of Revelation. We're going to read Revelation chapter 1. And while I'm here, I want to remind you again, I think I mentioned this a few weeks ago. You know, and many times I was talking to people or would be witnessing to them, and they'll say, oh, I like to read the book of Revelations. And usually when you hear it that way, now listen carefully, the book of Revelations, the proper name of the book is the book of Revelation. And so when you hear that, it usually means that the people really don't have much idea of what they're really talking about. It kind of gives you a little clue that maybe they don't know as much as they think they know, or they don't know as much as they're trying to convince you that they know. And so watch for that little detail. It's interesting when it comes up. You know, the book of Revelation, the title is actually the Revelation of St. John the Divine. But really, I believe it's the Revelation of Jesus Christ. While God spoke to John, the Apostle John, I believe that he revealed to us things that God wanted us to know. He said later, we'll read things to come. And chapter 1 opens with its purpose, and gives us kind of an introduction and an overture of what we expect to see. So I want to read verses 1 through 7, and we'll come back and look at it again in a little bit more detail. I'm going to read from chapter 1 down through verse 7. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God, and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so. Amen. In this beginning of Revelation, I call what there is in verses 1 through 3 kind of the overture, kind of the introduction and the setting up. If you would, you know, when we write a letter and we say, you know, dear grandma or dear son or dear whatever, I realize not many letters are actually written anymore. It's mostly by email. But we would do that little salutation at the beginning. And this is kind of what we have in the first three verses, is kind of a introduction and kind of the salutation. And it begins right away with the source. He says, the revelation of Jesus Christ. He's going to reveal to us the coming of the Savior. Now remember, John was one of Jesus' disciples and had spent all of those years with him. And certainly John reveals to us much about Jesus in his gospel, the Gospel of John. And I would encourage you to go back and read the Gospel of John. You know, there are many ways that the Gospel of John is presented. I have a number of little pamphlets of John. If you'd like to have one, again, write me and I'd be happy to send you one of those. You know, John, when he wrote his book, his whole purpose was so that people would believe. And you'll find that in Revelation, he also had the same purpose, that people would believe. So he said that the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto him his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. So it went from God to the Son, from the Son to this angel, which was the word angel here simply means a messenger, and into John, who had revealed to us. Now, I believe that Revelation was written by the Apostle John, the one that Jesus called the fisherman, the son of Zebedee. Some think it may have been another person, and they have their reasons for that, and they can do that. But you see, you look in verse 2 where he says, who bear record of the word of God. And when we read bear record of the word of God, it's interesting that when John began his book of the gospel of John, that he began with the word. Go back and look at John chapter 1 for just a minute. He said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not made anything that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And he says, and the light shineth, in him was life. Life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. We go on down to verse 14, the same chapter, and the Bible says, and the word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. When we go back to Revelation, and he said, God revealed to John who He said, bear record of the word of God. I believe he's talking about this gospel, the gospel of John. He said, under the testimony of Jesus Christ and all things that he saw. Now, it's interesting that he would give us the revelation of Jesus when he first came. And now in Revelation, we see the revelation of Jesus when he comes again. We're going to talk a lot about the coming of Christ and the second coming of Christ and the rapture and the things that will happen. God revealed all of these things to us in this great book. Now, here's the interesting thing. We get down to verse 4. Did you know that there's a blessing to those who read the book of Revelation in verse 3? He said, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. A couple of things I want you to notice here. First of all, there's a blessing to those who read the book of Revelation. He said there's a blessing also to those who hear, and I hope these messages will be a blessing to you, and I believe they will be a blessing to you as we go through the book of Revelation. He said that there would be a blessing for those who keep the things which are written therein. And when we read the word keep in the scripture, there are two things we think of. When we read keep, there's keeping in the way of obedience. We're going to talk about that more a little bit later. But there's also the idea of keeping something that is precious to you, keeping something that is dear to you. You know, most everybody has some souvenir or some heirloom, something from their parents, maybe their grandparents, that they hold dear to them and they keep that. And they, from time to time, bring it out and remember. And this is the kind of keep that John is talking about here. But he also said, not only would there be a blessing for those who keep it in a precious way, but also for those who obey. We go to Revelation 22. We go all the way to the last chapter. And verse 14 says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. And so there's a blessing for those who not only keep it in a way that we remember, but also for those who obey, who do what God says. And you know, the main thing that God tells us to do is to trust him, to believe him. The Bible says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so we trust him. But I want you to notice one other thing before we finish up today. I think there's an urgency to the book of Revelation, for he says the time is at hand. Now, I'm not going to set dates. I don't believe that's right. The Bible says that Jesus himself doesn't even know what day he would come. I remember one time going to a prophecy conference back in the 70s. I think it was around 1970, around the first of the year. And boy, I was convinced that Jesus would be coming by the end of that year. And many try to set those dates, and we can't do that. But we best know that there is an urgency. That if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, now is the day. Today is the day to put your faith and trust in him, so that when we read the book of Revelation, you'll know that you have confidence in him and that you have eternal life in him. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.